pastor. Good to see all y'all. We'll be getting started in the Word of God in just a moment. I'm sure the kids are on their way over. Glad to have you here tonight. Trust that you've had a good week in the Lord. And we'll be in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 when we get started. Don't forget, in the morning we'll be having a representative of the county to meet with us tomorrow morning, so be in prayer about that. 10:30, about the front part of the property, doing an appraisal when they four-lane the road up front. So pray that God will give a tender heart for the county and the appraiser, and give us wisdom as we deal with them. And the men's retreat, they're not there. And the men's retreat, don't forget, it's coming up the 24th. They'll be leaving 11:30, men's retreat. There's still room if you want to go. Things will be one of the better ones we've had in the past. Not as quite as men going. We have more men going this time than we've had at any time in the past. So it's looking forward to a good report on that. So if you're still interested, please let me know. I got behind and forgot to get a deposit, so I got to send that out tomorrow. I've already called them. But if you'd like to go and you're not signed up, they have a few more spots. I can let you. I can get you in there tomorrow if you'll just let me know. It's tomorrow. Men going up to Georgia. They'll be spending the night up there, eating a steak dinner, preaching 3 or 4 times. So if you're interested, please let me know. I think there's 13 men signed up this time. You can go, have the ability to go, and your work schedule don't hinder you. That'll be fine. All right, Brother Ray, go ahead and start playing. I hear them coming. Get your coins ready. They'll be around. Come on, guys. Get them coins. Thank you. right, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 2. 2 Timothy 3, 2. Brother Ray's going to have to get some arthritis medicine for his fingers to keep on playing that long. I'm going to send the ushers, morning ushers, to ushering class for them kids. They just keep going back, going back. 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 2. If you're visiting with us for the first time tonight, we're glad that you're here. Brother Scott, like you, had a good bunch on the route. There it looks like had a few new ones I didn't recognize. Is this any of you kids the first time you've been here? No? I thought I saw one I didn't recognize. I'm getting out of touch if I can't recognize them all. I got to pay more attention. Good to have them all here with us tonight. Giving thanks. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Giving thanks. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look at verse 1. I said verse 2. Well, let's read verse 1 and verse 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll just read on down. This know also that in last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them of their own selves. Boy, we know we're there. I was sitting in the lab this morning. I had to go do a random drug test for driving the school bus up here at the school for the baseball team. And there was two girls over there. Well, maybe one was like 45, so I guess she'd still be a girl right now. Man, they was taking off, lovers of themselves. Like, Lord, have mercy. Y'all laugh. Y'all know it's the truth everywhere you go. Last year I sat through a red light up there at the red light waiting to go. A woman in front of us, she was 8 cars away from the red light. All them cars went. The light turned green twice and red twice before I honked my horn. Y'all have been so proud of me. You know what she was doing? 2 times the light turned away. And there was a big old space. Cars had done gone. We're in our last times, guys. I'm telling you, last days. Perilous times. Covetous. Boasters. Proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despising those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captivity silly women, laden with sins, led away with the divers of lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Talking about giving thanks tonight, and as I thought about that, I looked at that verse there, verse 2, it says unthankful. Unthankful. We live in a day and age where people are simply have no gratitude whatsoever. They're not thankful at all. It doesn't take a whole lot to say thank you. So, Lockhaven, what I want you to do, I want you to be conscious about this. If somebody does something for you, it doesn't matter how big or how small, show a little gratitude. Be thankful. Be thankful, because the Bible says that this here is the sign of the last times when it's perilous, where people will be unthankful. You got folks going to college now, getting FAFSA, getting scholarships, mom and daddy paying for everything, and they're burning down colleges because they're unthankful. Well, that's their First Amendment. No, they're unthankful. They're unthankful. You got a group up here at UCF that's got an organization called Bashers of Bash the Fashers. They have a charter group where they train them how to beat up people that are conservative. Right up here. Why? Because they're unthankful. They have no gratitude, no thankfulness at all. And so I thought about that. I said, wow, I wonder what the contrast of that is. You know, when we see people that are unthankful and grateful, it kind of gives us an attitude. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know about you. It's like, man, that didn't feel right. You do something for them and no gratitude whatsoever. So I said, what does God do? So I looked at, tried to find some verses, and I ran across this verse, Luke 6. In contrast, you know, it bothers us, and God's not happy with it at all. But Luke 6 really, really stuck out to me. Verse number 35, but we'll read a little bit more than that. The verse we're going to concentrate on is verse 35. Look all the way back to 30. We'll read 30 to 38. Perilous times, they'll be unthankful. Luke 6 and verse 30, the Bible says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you be good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Verse 35, but love ye your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. Listen to this next sentence. For he, talking about the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Man alive. That's how God is. He's kind to the unthankful. You're talking about the Holy Ghost of God just like thumping me in the back of the ear today, Brother Rayleigh. This is how God treats those that are unkind. Look what's verse 36. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Now God says here that he's going to be kind to the unthankful. Now he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Verse 35. That's what the highest says. That's what I am. So if God's going to be kind to those which are unthankful and those that are evil, I want us to have a thankful and grateful heart. I want us as a church, as individuals, as a pastor, I want to be thankful for what God has done for me. And so I just started looking through and finding some verses. And real quick, we're going to look at about seven things real quick. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So if God's going to be kind to the unthankful, imagine what he's going to be to those that are thankful. Those that show gratitude. 1 Thessalonians. Now, there's nothing new that I'm going to talk to you about tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Doesn't say there in the good things and the just things and the fair things and the things that are a blessing to me. In everything, give thanks. Brother Carl and I was talking yesterday, and probably the number one rule for employees toward the employer or the boss man is, number one rule, the boss is always right if you want to keep your job. Secondly, if you think your boss is wrong, refer back to number one if you want to keep your job. In everything. Listen, I understand employees, they can be wrong, be bad and all that, but this here is very plain in everything. Give thanks. So if God's going to be kind to the unthankful and to the evil, just think how much more he's going to open the windows of heaven and bless as we that are grateful, we that are thankful, we that appreciate what we have, not what we want. Sometimes we let our what we want blind us from what we have. In everything, give thanks. Psalms 107. Psalm 107. And verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I think we look at mercy and grace as a cheap dime when we're not in need of it. As soon as we need it, it's a silver dollar. As soon as we need a little bit of mercy, a little bit of grace, as soon as we've done run amok and done got messed up, and boy, we need mercy and we need the grace of God upon our life, dear friend, boy, we cry out for it. But the Bible says here, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We need to be thankful for the Lord's mercies, because it's only by his mercy that you and I are not in the devil's hell. It's only by his mercy that you and I are not drug addicts and whoremongers and idolaters and thieves ourselves. It's only by his mercy and his grace that he has kept us away from that. We need to give thanks unto the Lord for his mercies, because I'm going to tell you, I need it from the time I close my eyes and go to sleep till I close my eyes and go to sleep again. It's not just when I'm awake, I need it. Your old mind will play tricks on you while you're sleeping. You need the mercies of God all on you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be unto God for his what? Unspeakable gift. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in life that we're forgetful sometimes that the Holy Ghost of God lives inside of us. By the gift of salvation, God allows the Holy Ghost to move in. Do you understand that salvation is God's plan? And he could have done it any way he chose. He could have done it any way. You think about the mercies of God. He could back up there. He didn't have no problem in 6 days greeting everything that is known to mankind and a man, and then pulled a woman out of the man's side and created him a helpmeet. He didn't have no problem. 7 days, he just went all in and rested. Do you think when Adam and Eve fell that it was beyond God's power, beyond his mercy, beyond him, to just say, Adam, but you messed up. And reach down and out of clay form another man. His mercy is an unspeakable gift. And to think that fallen man and sinful man, as sinful as we are, and the heart is wicked above all, who could imagine, who could even conceive the wickedness that sometimes built up in the heart, that the God of the universe would move in and live inside of us. Thanks be unto God for the unspeakable gift. Look with me over in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 12. It says, perilous times, says 2 Timothy 3, and part of the recognition of the perilous times, there's a whole list there, but part of it's the unthankfulness. Luke 6:35 says God is kind to the unthankful and the evil. So we're talking about giving thanks because we want God's blessing all over us. Second, Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers. He's made us, he's worked in us, he's done away with the sin, debt, the condemnation, and he's made us acceptable to be partakers. And we've got to be thankful about that. You know, you and I, dear friend, we don't deserve the inheritance that's coming. Matter of fact, Jesus himself told his followers, "You're just unprofitable servants." After they had done told him what all they had done. And he looked at them. Oh yeah? You're still unprofitable servants. But we need to be thankful that he, in him, in the beloved, he's made us meet to be partakers of that inheritance because of what he did. Well, I'm just amazed sometimes how prideful we get. Even after we're saved, even after we come to realize that we need God as our personal Lord and Savior, sometimes we lift ourselves up upon a pedestal like we deserve to walk on the street of God. Do you understand something? It's still by the grace of God that he keeps us saved. Do you understand that if God would have chose to, he could have made it through works? But by grace, he allows us to be saved. And he keeps us saved. And he makes us meet to be partakers of that inheritance. Because, dear friend, if we stood up there in front of God, in all of our righteousnesses as filthy rags, just a putrefying smell in the nostrils of God. Just a putrefying smell. Look with me, if you would, over in 1 Corinthians 15. I know you've probably done it, some of you, not all of you. You've made a covenant with God. God, I've got myself down in this slot pen. If you get me out, I'll never come back. I'll never return. And if we're all honest with us, there have been times that we did return, even after he got us out. God is, he just got us out. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be thankful for the victory. But how many of you, include myself in time past, have let our past failures, not our victories that's been given us by Jesus, but we have allowed our past failures to haunt us, to we're virtually no good to uplift anybody or to be a help to anybody or even to bring praise or thanks to God. This scripture says, but thanks be unto God which giveth us, it's a continual, he giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Quit allowing the haunting past of your failures and your mistakes to bog you down and weight you down. Cast those weight aside. You're running a race. You're running a race with Jesus. Press on towards the mark. You have victory and it's been given to you. Oh, you're going to stump your toe. You're going to fail. You're going to falter. You're going to slip down. You're going to skin your knee. You're going to be like that hurdler who's jumping them hurdles and the foot catches and you're going to fall and you're going to skin something really up. Sometimes you're even going to dislocate something, but God will give you victory. He has promised us right here. Look over in 2 Corinthians, just a few pages over to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. In verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death, to the other unto death, and to the other savor of life unto life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Did you get the common denominator in 1 Corinthians 15 and 2 Corinthians? It's in Christ. You have no victory, you have no triumph outside of Christ. You wonder why you're having your Christian life is such a failure? You're not walking in Christ. You're not triumphing in Christ. Your victory is not coming through Christ. Don't allow your past and the failures to rob you of thankfulness and gratitude to Jesus for what he's done. He never promised us in the scriptures that we would be sinless. But he did promise us a changed life and a newness and a victory and triumph in him. And in him alone. We couldn't save ourselves without him, but we cannot live a life without him that's pleasing to God. Cannot. Go back to Ephesians chapter 5. You remember that 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. Well, I think God just wanted to reiterate it right here. Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. It's difficult sometimes, isn't it? I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, boy, your day don't go right. Sometimes you wake up and there's just troubles on every side. I mean, you're perplexed from in, without, from brothers, from sisters, from lost people, from boss, from work, from pressures. How in the world can you think, just how can I be thankful today? Because of what Jesus has done for you. He will calm your storms, or he will calm you. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And his love is unconditional. When you falter and fall, he don't love you any less. His love is not conditional on what you do for him. But his love should constrain us. The love of Christ should constrain us. Because there's no greater love. I mean, he laid down everything for wretched sinners like us. He makes us meet to be protectors of the inheritance. He makes us acceptable. In other words, it'd be like walking in there to the throne room, and as we walk in there in our own righteousness, we walk in there with putrefying rags and smell of sin and life and failures all over us. And yet, what he's done, he's taken the robe of righteousness, his righteousness, and wrapped you in. And whenever you walk in there, you're a sweet savior, smelling savior to God because of Christ. Amen. He don't see you. He sees His Son in you, the hope of glory. Church, be thankful. Be thankful. If He's going to be kind to the unthankful, I can't imagine the blessings He's going to be on us if we're just walking around thankful. Father, I thank You, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity. Lord, I just pray as we move into the business meeting that we'll be honoring, sufficient, Lord, to be showing ourselves wise and good stewards of Your funds and Your property. And Lord, I just pray as we go day by day, hour by hour, we'd learn to be grateful and to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.